we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we're off and running in another week in Brevard County. This officially marks the second half of 2017. It's hard to believe, but half of the year is already gone. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And we want to thank you for tuning in. I continually hear through various channels about more and more people that I've never met who end up listening to the program. And so it's always encouraging to hear that the Word of God going out is touching and being a blessing to people's lives. And so we want to say thank you for tuning in. We also want to say happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day to you, which is tomorrow. And I'm sure most people will have that day off. Some people will have to work. And, we want to make sure that we take every opportunity to wish our military personnel a great big appreciation and thank you for their service to our country that continues to provide freedom for us. Our freedom was declared July the 4th, 1776, but it is a freedom that must be maintained, and we're going to look at that in the Word of God here as we get to Galatians chapter 5 here in just a moment. So if you happen to be gone traveling on July the 4th or just miss your normal listening opportunities, be sure and check out WMIEFM.com. Down at the bottom of the page, the Listen on Demand feature. You can click on whatever date you are looking for, Monday through Friday, and it will pull up the programs that aired, and you can listen to them on demand. Just click on the date, and then there will be a list of the programs of that date. You can click on Refresh with Bob Arthurs, and you will be able to pull that program up. And so, once again, thank you for listening. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. Last week I returned from visiting my hometown, and before I went, a lady in our church, she's from the same general area, she had gone, and she came back and said, "My town doesn't look like it used to anymore. It used to be a very small town, and it doesn't look that way anymore. It is quite a large community and has grown drastically." And, you know, things continue to progress and move forward. And if you are looking for your house to get updated with some block work, or maybe you're doing an addition and you need some concrete work done, or you've got a driveway to replace, or sidewalks to install, whatever it might be, I want to encourage you to give a call to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, and you will experience what we have experienced, and that will be people will come and say, "Wow, it looks so much better here with this sidewalk in our case. It looks a lot better than what was there before." And they do first quality work, and I encourage you to give them a call, 321-536-5804. So, we want to let you know, on Friday of this week, we are going to be doing our broadcast, our prayer broadcast. We do this every once in a while, just whenever I feel like God's laid it upon my heart. And so if you want to join us for that, now if you're driving on that day, I want to encourage you, don't close your eyes and pray and drive at the same time. That's not a good combination. You can pray with your eyes open. God doesn't require that your eyes are closed in order for you to pray. So you might be at work and you're listening to the program. You can participate. You can pray silently while you're continuing to do your work. However you need to make that happen, you might want to just archive it and say, you know what, God, I can't join in right now the way that I want to, but I will come back and listen to it at a later time and join in it that way. So look forward to that. Now, I do need to let you know that on July the 5th, we're beginning a new series on Wednesday nights. Our kids ministry has July off because we have camp and we have teachers that are away and things like that. Our adult Bible study is going to continue to go on, and we are going to be looking into what does an ambassador of Jesus Christ look like? How do we go about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? What do we need to do to take this gospel to our community? And so we're going to be looking at evangelism and our responsibilities and what we can do, what we can't do. And we're going to try and raise up a number of ambassadors for Jesus Christ who will take the gospel outside the four walls of the church and see signs and wonders done in our community. And so that's going to be coming up Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We're quite excited about that. And so let's get into the word if we can. We're taking a bunch of kids to camp today, and it's going to be a busy, busy week for us. But let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempted to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying this truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you all be consumed by one another. Beware lest you be consumed by one another. So, in order to understand how this chapter begins, we've got to revisit where we were last week, where we were talking about the son of the bondwoman versus the son of the free woman, that the son of the bondwoman ends up in a covenant of bondage, but the son of the free woman ends up with the fulfillment of this, the covenant, the walking in freedom, walking in promise, walking in covenant, walking by the Spirit, that it concludes, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And then it says in verse number 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. You see, freedom is not an act. It's not a one-time encounter and say, well, I'm free. What Paul is making clear is that there has to be a vigilance, an ongoing effort to make sure that the freedom that you have received is a freedom that is maintained. And our society, let me just say this, our society does not understand the concept of freedom. Biblical freedom is not freedom to do whatever you want to do. It's not, Well, I'm now free to go jump off a cliff, and I'm not going to suffer any ramifications from that. The law of gravity still applies. Okay? You've got to have another law. If you're going to jump off a cliff, you'd better have a parachute. You'd better have a hang glider. You'd better have one of those parasails. You'd better have something that is going to use a different law to help balance out the law of gravity, or you are going to have a great fall. You are going, and you know, it won't be the fall that's so bad. It will be that sudden stop at the end. So you and I, we've got to understand that freedom. So the first thing that we must understand is that the freedom that has been made available to us through Christ is a freedom that we must stand fast, therefore, in that freedom. We are free to resist the bondage of sin. We are free to be liberated from the entanglements of that bondage that people find themselves in. You don't have to stay in bondage. Jesus came to set captives free. And so he says, In standing fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. So what Paul is saying to the Galatians is, you have been set free by Christ. You have been made free by Christ. There has been a declaration from the throne of God that you are free and that you have liberty. Now stand fast in that. Don't move from that. And whatever you do, do not become entangled again in the yoke of bondage. At our Mother's Day weekend this year, we had a photo booth. We did it for Mother's Day. We did it for Father's Day. Two different backdrops. And my wife had spent weeks and weeks making these little paper roses and stringing them on fishing cord, and it just provided a little bit of a different sort of backdrop, and it was on a colored backdrop, and there was string upon string upon string of these things. And the thing about it was, is they were all made unentangled, but they had this amazing ability at the simplest, effort to become entangled all over again. And I would have had a solution for it, and my solution would have involved a pair of scissors and say, you know what? If you strung them once, you can string them again, and we'll just take the string out and we'll restring them whenever we need them. But my youngest daughter said, you know what? I think I can unentangle this mess. And the next thing you know, there are four of us involved, and because there was like six strands or eight strands that were all entangled together. And so we're holding with our hands and we're holding with our mouth and we're untangling them, and then all of a sudden we moved them, and guess what? They got tangled up again, and it was all about the process all over again. And so when I transported them the last time, I made sure that they were not going to get entangled again. So you and I, let's be smarter than those strands were, where they were liberated from one another, then they were entangled with one another, and they were liberated from one another, then they were entangled with one another, and then they were liberated from one another again. Let's be smarter than that. Let's be smarter than the dog that returns to its vomit, and let's stand fast in the liberty that God has given to us, and let's not become into bondage again with those things that the world has to offer. Jesus came to set us free. Let's appreciate that freedom, stand fast in that freedom, and make sure that we do not go back to the bondage that we were in before. So I'm going to continue on with the liberty theme. There's a passage that we want to go back to in verse number 5 here in a little bit. But it says in verse number 13, it says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So liberty is not only something that has been made available to us. Liberty is what your calling is. Too many times people think of the call of God as the vocation or the act or the ministry that he has called them to. And thank God for that. But he has also called you to liberty. He's called you to freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So you are called to freedom. You have a different demeanor, a different personality than a caged animal. If I can take you back to the book of Malachi just a second. Now, I know that whenever people start talking about turning back to the book of Malachi, everybody thinks that there's only a couple of verses in Malachi, and they're all in chapter 3. But chapter 3 indicates there was a chapter 1 and there was a chapter 2, and I can tell you this, there was also a chapter 4. And so I want to take you to chapter 4. It says, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves." In the NIV, it says something like, "You shall go out like calves rejoicing." There's this picture of these calves. I don't know if you've ever been to a rodeo, but when they keep that animal caged up in that little pen, they open the gate, they send it forth, and they do stimulation to get them to buck and act, very aggressively to get what is on their back off of them. Well, I want to picture for you today that the Son of Righteousness has arisen with healing in his wings so that we can answer the call to freedom that God has for us. And it's not a call to not have any dominion in our lives. It is a call to have the power of the enemy broken in our lives so that the power of God can manifest in a supernatural way. So there are some things of that when we embrace Christ and his way of living, that we have to let go of some other things. Don't be afraid to let go, because I've got good news for you. Everything that God has for you is better than anything that the devil has that he can provide for you. Everything that the devil is going to provide for you is going to be a trap that is going to lead to entanglement. It is going to lead into bondage. It is going to compel you to neglect the call of God to freedom and answer God's the devil's call for you to live in bondage. And I will tell you, there is a world system that is promoted as freedom. It is promoted as something that doesn't have a price tag, but the motive behind it, the philosophy behind it, is all about enslaving humanity instead of bringing them freedom. And a lot of times it is not until it is very, very late in the process that people's eyes are opened and they realize, I have been sold a bill of goods, and this is not about my freedom. This is about making me a slave. I want you to know that slavery may be illegal as far as humanity goes, but the devil has not passed such a law. and he is still into the business of making slaves. And God does not want you to be a slave to sin. He wants you to have a call to liberty. But that liberty is not only something that had to be paid for, Christ paid the price. It is something that we have to stand fast in. It is something that we have got to be diligent about so that we do not become entangled again. We need to understand that it is a call that we respond to. We also need to realize that there is a purpose for the liberty. It says, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. Do not use God's liberty as an opportunity to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We'll see more about that as we go on later in Galatians chapter 5. Because the flesh and the spirit are at war. And one of them will lead you to victory, and one of them will lead you to bondage and defeat. And God wants you to be led to victory. And so I want to encourage you that you don't use your freedom as an opportunity to satisfy the lusts of the flesh. Can I tell you that God's provision is way better than anything that you could provide for yourself? I know that there are some people, I've encountered it through 2.5 decades of ministry here in Brevard County, that there are people who repeatedly get impatient on God's provision, just the same way that Abraham did, and they reach out and they try and provide for themselves instead of waiting for God's perfect timing. And then I've literally had people that have told me this, and that is, well, I'm going to go out and do what my flesh wants to, and then I'm going to ask God to forgive me. And what they're saying is, I'm going to try and game the system. I'm going to try and manipulate. I'm going to try and use my flesh and then avail myself of the get out of jail free card. And then I'm going to ask God to forgive me, and I'm going to have my cake and be able to eat it too. And I will tell you this, that anytime you satisfy the lust of the flesh instead of the works of the flesh, as described in Galatians chapter 5, you are not going to get the harvest that you are looking for. What the harvest that you will reap is a lot of pain and suffering and misery and heartache. It is inevitable. You do not use God's freedom as an opportunity to satisfy the flesh. Instead, you use the freedom that you have to love one through love to serve one another. So, as we're here on Independence Day weekend, I want to encourage you to walk in the freedom that God has for you. You can study more about that in the Word of God. And if you have strongholds in your life, I pray that God will break those strongholds, destroy them so that they are rendered useless and ineffective and that they never have the ability to harm you again. That's what I pray. But when that stronghold comes off, it's not a time to find a recliner and an easy chair and say, you know what, I'm just going to take my leave and just enjoy this freedom. No, it is to use the freedom that you have to bring freedom to those who are still in bondage. How many movies, how many scripts have ever been written where some people are being held captive by the bad guys, and one of them manages to get loose from their bondages, and then they just run? I can't think of any. I can't think of any. He said, well, you know what? I'm free. God bless you. I hope that you get free from your bonds at some point in time. No, most of the stories, most of the movies that I have seen is that when one person is liberated from their bonds, they use their newfound freedom to make sure that the rest of the captives in that script or movie or whatever it might be, that the rest of the captives are set free as well. How much more so should the body of Christ, rather than fiction, we are in a real life struggle with principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in high places. We're in a real life struggle to see men and women and boys and girls set free from the strongholds of sin. And you and I, because we have been set free, are empowered by God with the authority, the giftings, and the motivation of serving through love to see other people set free. It says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." See, the liberty that we have is, how do I want to say this? The liberty that we have changes our mindset. It changes the way that we view one another, where the selfish mindset, the carnal mindset, says, how can I use you in order to satisfy my selfish goals? How can I take advantage of you? That's the world's philosophy. I want to impoverish you to enrich myself. But God's kingdom operates from a different principle, and that is, how can I use this freedom that Christ has blessed me with so that I can serve you in love and cause you to see that the devil is bad, but God is good. God loves you. God loves you. He's not looking to make your life miserable. He's looking to set you free. And so whatever you have going on in your life, I pray that over the next couple of days that you will experience the call of God to freedom, that you will experience that freedom. You will stand fast in that freedom, and you will serve in that freedom. Hallelujah. The captives are waiting. Will we respond to the call? Father, I just pray right now for every listener. Lord, I pray first of all, Lord, that any strongholds in our personal lives, that they would be broken in Jesus' name. Lord, that we would stand fast in that liberty, that we would not return to that bondage. We would run to you instead. We would chart a course for your heart, for your will, for your call upon our lives. I pray, God, that we would not become entangled again in the things that have caused us to stumble over and over again. But Lord, we would use the freedom you have provided for us to serve one another, to see others liberated and set free. And we'll thank you for it. God bless you. Have a great Independence Day. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are. praise to you is like an oil.